Yes, indeed, Paddy. Finished here about 3 or 4 minutes ago, and it's not often that you report on a score in a second half, but from Derry's point of view, they'll be absolutely delighted. Final score was City of Derry 10, Omagh 5, and that now means that a reverse in the league table, it now gives Derry 27 points and Bangor 25 points. So you would like to think that that result today, irrespective of what happens in the final three games, should hopefully keep Derry in the top eight and not into any playoffs or scenarios at the end of the season. But it was, although it was 10 points to 5, it was a very, very hard-fought game, and I would think there'll be a few sore bodies tomorrow. And certainly, you know, we've been critical of the Derry defence at times, but it was the Derry defence today that won the game again, as was the case against Middleton in the final 10 minutes, because Bangor overall must have had a lot more possession. Their backs moved the ball a lot of times, and in the last 5 minutes, Derry won 3 penalties at the breakdown whenever Bangor were threatening. You know, there were occasions that you could turn to. At one occasion, whenever a young Gerald Doherty had only come on the pitch, but he was sin-binned for holding back the scrum half about 10 metres out. The referee gave a penalty. Omagh at that stage had already said they were kicking at goal, but they didn't realise that the referee went back, give a yellow card to young Gerald Doherty. If they'd held their fire, as they say, they could then have had a 10-metre scrum, which they were doing well with against Derry's 8 and against 7, or they could have kicked the corner. That was a telling point in the game. It was bad management from their point of view, nothing to do with Derry from that point of view, and they got nothing out of that. I should add, in the second half, both out halves, the out half then missed that kick, and then shortly afterwards, on the hour mark, Derry forced a penalty on the 22, and Young McDonald, they're out off. He pushed it a wee bit right of the post. So I suppose in that one, everybody was thinking, "What is it going to be, a sting in the tail?" It nearly happened on a couple of occasions, but as I say, tremendous defence, especially at the breakdown, where Derry piled players in and drove Bangor back at times, was excellent, and they will certainly have merit of that. And that result today, certainly they'll be playing senior rugby next year, but apart from that, it ensures that there's no more pressure in the last three games. So having said that, this result today might give them the impetus. They go to Sea Point in 2 weeks' time, Sea Point bottom of the table, but they're difficult at home. But nevertheless, if Derry got anything out of that, then they have Bruff here, who are going for second place, and then the final game is down in Tullamore, which is not an easy game either. So it was vital today that they got that result against Bangor to lift their spirits, because they needed the points, and that certainly, as it was proven today. Nothing happened in the first 14 minutes, in a sense, from a scoreline point of view, but Bangor had a lot of possession at that particular time, moving the ball right and left, but they looked at times very dangerous, but taking the wrong options at times. But defensively, Derry kept their shape at that particular time. But Derry then were rewarded with probably the first real incursion into the Bangor 22. They had a scrum. Stephen Corr, their captain, who once again led from the front and had a tremendous game, he picked up and took the ball forward. From the ruck situation, Derry moved it. Young McGinty moved it, Young McMenamin got the ball about 15 metres out. He stepped inside a couple of players and nobody was going to stop him, diving over to post. Young out half McDonald converted, and that was 7-0. Bangor responded very, very quickly whenever they forced play into the Derry 22, and after many phases of picking and driving by the forwards, the right half threw a long pass to their winger, David Charles, and he dived over in the corner, so that was 7-5. But Derry then restored a 5-point lead on 23 minutes when McDonald chipped over a conversion, 10-5. That was the last scoring of the entire game, despite the final 10 minutes of that first half, where Derry scrum was under severe pressure, but they managed to hold out and not to concede any points. As I said, in the second half, No points were given, but certainly from Derry's point of view, it was a tremendous defensive display. Bangor will go home tonight thinking, we could have scored in quite a few occasions, but it's you have to score at the time, and I have to say that the enthusiasm and the spirit of the Derry side At times, maybe they're not the most skillful of teams, but certainly as far as heart and commitment went today, that won the game, and certainly plenty to build on for the future. It's a young side, and games like this will give them a lot of confidence at having to play sort of dirty rugby rather than nice rugby. But at the end of the day, if you finish points ahead of the opposition, that's what's important. Certainly a very, very good day for City of Derry. This was a game everybody said was a must-win. The players knew it was a must-win. Banger knew it was a must-win. And all the spectators knew it was a must-win. So at the end of the day, City of Derry will certainly be the happier, the team and the supporters. Final score here from Judges Road in this vital All-Ireland League Division 2C game was City of Derry 10, Banger 5.